أنتم برفقة SBS عربي. فارس بلبنان بيقولوا الزيتون ملك السفرة، بس بأستراليا بفتكر البيض بيكن ان ايجز. كيف ما كان البيض مقلي مسلوق بفتكر هو يعني وجبة أساسية ورئيسية على مائدة الأستراليين سيما بالفطور.
صحيح، كثير أساسي وضروري ومصدر غني بالبروتين. وبنشع نعد هلأ كمان نلمع البيض كثير، الكل بيعرف قديه مهم يعني.
يا فارس،
ولكن يعني تجري الرياح بما لا تشتهي السفن، وتفشي إنفلونزا الطيور بأستراليا خفضت من أعداد التشيكنز أو الدجاجات بحوالي 10%، فبالتالي صار عندنا شورتج أو نقص بالبيض في الأسواق.
صار عندنا شورتج فارس، صار عندنا قيود على شراء البيض بالمتاجر الكبرى بمعظم أنحاء أستراليا. ذكرت تخفيض إنتاج البيض، وما بدنا ننسى الارتفاع حتى بكلفة كرتونة البيض وبالسعر. وإذا عم نشوف بالأرقام قديش هالارتفاع لامس 16% مقارنة مع العام 2020.
16% يعني نسبة كبيرة. أستراليا اللي إذا بدكم كمان أرقام، مننتج حوالي 18 مليون بيضة من 22 مليون دجاجة يوميا، يعني يدوب كل واحد يطلع له أقل من بيضة. انخفض الإنتاج 10%. بتعرفي كان في إعدام جماعي صحيح للطيور بسبب إنفلونزا الطيور، والمكتب الإحصاء طبعا تتبع التغير في سعر البيض، وزي ما قلت ارتفع بآخر 5 سنين.
السؤال اليوم، كيف عم ينعكس هذا الواقع بين يعني انخفاض الانتاج وارتفاع أسعار البيض على المستهلك، على المطاعم فارس؟ وهل يصبح البيض اليوم من الكماليات بأستراليا؟ أسئلة عديدة حبينا نطرحها على ضيفتنا لليوم سيدة ماريا موسى. ماريا هي مالكة مقهى في غرب سيدني وصارت معنا على الهواء. وعينيك بكير. Good morning Maria. صباح الخير Maria.
Good morning, how are you?
Very good
morning. Thank you so much for joining us Maria. This is such a pressing topic يعني for all of us. We love our eggs. You do have a cafe. Prices are rising. Yeah. Supply is tightening. I'm sure this has affected your cafe's day-to-day operations. Have you had to rethink portion sizes, tweak the menu a bit, or just absorb the higher costs just to keep your customers happy?
We haven't had to change the portion sizes at all. What we have had to do, unfortunately, is pass on some. We have absorbed most of the cost, but we've had to pass on some of it to the consumers.
To what extent are you being able to serve eggs today at your cafe with the egg restrictions in major supermarkets across Australia, Maria?
Well, in terms of supply, we've been lucky enough that our providors have been able to source them for us. But unfortunately, like everybody else, it does come with the increasing cost.
أكيد Maria, يعني cafes rely on eggs for menu staples, يعني omelets, scrambled eggs, hollandaise sauce.
Yum.
Have you noticed certain dishes are becoming less profitable for you as a cafe owner? And how do you balance maintaining quality, keeping the customers happy, and controlling the costs?
Actually, to be quite honest, the sale of eggs hasn't really dropped much at all. People are still coming requesting the eggs on toast, requesting all that. So like I said, we have been fortunate enough that our profitor has been able to source them for us. So that hasn't affected the availability to customers at all. But like we said, unfortunately, with the low demand, does come an increasing supply.
Indeed, Maria. Did you feel any resentment in regards to this increase in price?
Yes, a few. Most people are actually understanding and do understand why we need to increase the cost. But you do, of course, have some people who are not happy about it. Yeah, unfortunately, it's something that's not in our control.
Absolutely, and we can all feel the pinch of the rising cost of living, and it is rising across the board, and not just for business owners, for everyday customers.
Absolutely.
Have you noticed any shifts in customers, the experience, the dining out, the budget? Are people cutting back on extras, like choosing more budget-friendly options, or even coming in less frequently?
Yes, definitely. We have experienced that over the last 6 to 9 months. People are a bit wary of where they're spending their money, how they're spending their money. Do they go for that coffee on the way to work? Do they stop for a bacon and egg roll or an egg benny? So you definitely are seeing a bit of a trend with that.
Maria, the cost of living has become one of the major issues in Australia. It's an ongoing crisis. Coffee prices in Australia as well have surged due to many, many factors, including the soaring bean costs and the global supply chain issues. How much would a breakfast, do a quick calculation today, a breakfast including a regular cup of coffee and scrambled eggs cost at your cafe?
No extras, just no extras. Scrambled eggs on toast. Yep. Very basic.
Yeah. At the moment, we haven't increased too much, so you are able to get a scrambled eggs on toast for around the $12 mark, which is, I think, still quite affordable. But like I said, you know, with the cost of living increasing, and people might find that a bit of a stretch. But yeah, you definitely can grab one for about $12 with the toast.
That's including the coffee? No.
No. That's just the eggs on toast. With the coffee, you're looking at about $17 to $18.
$17 to $18.
So if we're talking a family of five, that's nearly $100 for just
eggs
breakfast
and coffee.
Just eggs on toast, and that's a necessity. We love to have breakfast and brunches, and it's part of the Australian culture, especially on the weekend.
Exactly.
It's such a hard time for business owners, small business owners. You're copying rising costs. That's why some businesses are introducing surcharges, increasing prices to keep up with the rising ingredient costs. Have you had to adjust your pricing, and how do your customers respond to such a rise in prices?
Well, we definitely have had to increase our prices. Mm-hmm. Like you said, with the increase of everything, it is like a domino effect. When one thing increases, then it's a follow on. So everything in turn then starts to increase. We have had to, like we said, increase in prices. Most customers are adaptable. They're okay with it. I mean, it is, unfortunately, like we said, as a small business, can't absorb too much of the cost. Otherwise, I mean, what's the point of being in business if you haven't got it can't cover the cost to run your day-to-day running. But in saying that, it is becoming a lot harder. Definitely, you are seeing a lot more people kind of reducing what they're ordering, not being able to spend as much as they could have or would have.
Maria, are you considering changing your menu, changing probably dishes that contain a lot of eggs, or you're fine at this stage with the supply that's provided?
No, we're fine at this point with the supply that we're getting, so we're able to keep everything as is.
Uh-huh. Maria, looking at the bigger picture, small businesses like cafes have been facing continuous challenges. We're talking supply chain disruptions, rising costs of ingredients. If you could ask the government for a specific support, whether it's subsidies for essential goods, tax relief, assistance, securing local produce, what would make the biggest difference for you as a business owner today?
Definitely tax relief. Definitely, most definitely, that would be the first. And then secondly, some subsidies would be amazing. That would go a long way with a small business. If only the government would be able to come to the party, that would be great.
I hope your voice will be heard on this platform, Maria. Do you agree that coffee and eggs may become a luxury within the current situation in Australia?
I think initially, yes, it will. But once that kind of sets as a norm and standard pricing over time, people will go back to having it as stopping off for that coffee in the morning on the way to work, not having to hesitate. Should I? Shouldn't I? I think, like I said, initially, it will become a bit of a luxury, but hopefully that will settle in time.
Hopefully the economy will rebound, but we want to say goodbye before hearing more about your menu.
Yes.
Tell us more about it. Does it come with a Lebanese flavour?
It's a very rich menu.
The most popular dish, the most popular item on the menu.
The most popular item is actually the smashed avocado, I would say.
Of course.
Which does come with eggs, so we do have a lot of the Lebanese flavours through a lot of our dishes. Yeah, we do have modern Australia with a lot of the Lebanese flavours through it.
Yes, of course.
Zaatar and pomegranate syrup, I think, that's hidden
exactly
there
right.
in every menu. And
that's
I think the acai bowl has its its mark there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is one of the most popular dishes as well.
Well, best of luck. Best of luck, Maria, yeah, with your business. And I hope it's just another bump in the road and you get to sustain your business and even flourish and prosper and open more branches. Thank you so much, Maria.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for having me on today.
Thank you, Maria. تحدثنا مع ماريا موسى مالكة مقهى بغرب سيدني تنحكي بكل بساطة عن أزمة البيض.
وحبيت أنه يعني الناس ما بيغيروا عاداتهم كتير, يعني بتضل على necessity, الناس بدها تطلع تفطر برا, تعمل برانج, بعدين في هدول neighborhood cafes, خلص هذا جزء من الحياة اليومية
للحياة
للناس بالحي.
بالفعل فارس, بس يمكن it's shocking لعرف أنه بس ترويقة scrambled eggs على توست وقهوة لا عيلة من 5 أشخاص تلامس $100 يعني اليوم بأستراليا, فقط عم نحكي عن ترويقة.
صحيح. أنتم برفقة SBS عربي.